all the adversity, all the difficult things that I put myself through has helped me be able to deal with stress. I actually deal with it. It's more that I'm finding an outlet to release it. No one can just take stress, and it not do any damage. 90% of all disease comes from stress. Gotta make sure you have some sort of outlet. Welcome to Athletic Definition, the pulse of endurance, spirit, and sheer willpower. I'm your host, Ray Z, on a quest unlike no other to conquer 100 marathons. Today, I will dive into the Los Angeles Marathon, my 62nd marathon, my 18th consecutive Los Angeles Marathon. It's not just a journey of miles, but of heart and mind. A testament to the relentless pursuit of a goal that calls from within. Running 100 marathons to me isn't just a test of physical endurance. It's a journey of self-discovery, a challenge I've embraced to unearth the depths of my potential and resilience. I'm running 100 marathons because it's a deep calling within me, pushing me to pursue this challenge to see what it will make of me attempting to pursue this. Some of the things I'll be covering is training, nutrition, race day highlights, and the whole week leading up to the marathon and post-marathon as well, celebration. Before we get into it, I know for a lot of us, the medals, it's very important. Here is the medal for this year. I like it. I am very impressed with this medal. The last time that Los Angeles Marathon landed on St. Patrick's Day was back in 2013. And of course, like I said, I've been doing it for 18 years consecutively. Here is the 2013 medal. If you look very carefully, you can actually see through the little clover, which I thought that was cool. Then you have this year. And by the way, this shirt is way better than the shirt for this year, 2013. This was like extreme lime green John Cena type t-shirt. You can't see me. Moving on.
7 hours later.
This year, compared to my training last year at this time, was night and day. What a difference a year makes. Even when it seems like things aren't getting better. Last year at this time, I didn't have a car because my Cadillac converter got stolen. I was walking to work and working my way back to getting a car. And then I got a car again. And I was able to train better for it this year. Many things that I definitely need to improve. I know exactly what I need to improve on. I definitely felt more prepared going into this marathon than I did last year. And running a marathon,
Raymond Zaragoza, 7 feet line, Emily Weiss.
To try and keep your stress levels at a minimum. I know life is hectic and we really can't control that. Unfortunately, a week prior to the Los Angeles Marathon, I received some very tough news, and let's just say that my focus since that point hasn't been 100% on the marathon. Training through these difficult times is what's going to keep me sane, and it's what's going to release my stress. I highly recommend it that no matter what you're going through, when you're getting ready for your marathon, things are going to happen along the way. Don't let it deviate from your training, as difficult as it will get. This will help you release that stress and focus. In Los Angeles, everyone gets excited for LA Marathon. All the run clubs have definitely grown bigger and bigger, spreading. They used to only be in downtown Los Angeles and LA, and then they start getting bigger into the valleys, San Diego Valley, San Fernando Valley, and now Inland Empire. I mean, it is really a big movement. So it is everybody coming together. The LA running scene has really been growing. And even though with the pandemic that happened, now I finally see it's that year that it's coming back. And I almost starting to think that running is getting more popular than it was prior to that. So let's keep it going strong. Everybody keep encouraging and inspiring others, because there's so many people that prepare and train for Los Angeles Marathon. In fact, this year in Los Angeles Marathon, 40% of the participants were first-time marathoners. So I want to say welcome to everybody. You guys are the future. You guys are the infused blood that this sport needs to keep it going. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it planted new seeds of what else is possible. And you just keep going from there and never let stop physical activity being part of your life, no matter what obstacles may come across your way. Because it is such a huge celebration and so many run clubs participate in it, you can literally go to a different run club and get your runs in before to stay loose, to get the lactic acid out, your shakeout runs for the whole week before. On Thursday, I went with the Azusa Pacers, which is one of the run clubs that I run with, and we had a nice carbo load dinner. They had some guest speakers. It was really a nice time where it was a good time to connect and bond with all the teammates that we have been training, running different paces or different mileage. Friday and Saturday was the expo for Los Angeles Marathon at Dodger Stadium, where you can go and pick up your bib. I wanted to try and rest as much as possible, so I decided to go Friday right after work. I left at 5. It closed at 7. I got there at 6. With 1 hour to go, I was able to get my bib and the beer garden wristband, and that's it. All the vendors were gone or had given everything away or closing early. It doesn't pay to go 1 hour before the expo closes. But I avoided the crowd on Saturday. I was able to rest and continue my carbo loading. And let's talk about nutrition. This time I tried to carbo load starting on Monday prior to the Los Angeles Marathon, which was a way different nutrition plan that I had going into Ventura. For the week, I was eating bagels a lot, orange juice, California rolls. I were good for me. I didn't feel too heavy. I felt full. And at the same time, it's not really fish, so you don't have to worry about getting sick. For me, they were a nice treat. I think I'm going to try them again for my next race. As far as gear, wear the shorts with the zippers once again. Nutrition, this time I did goo, but I did the rock. It's a little bit higher grade step up than the regular goo. I used the same liquid that I did last time. I like the way I felt. So I would take a Roctane and then I would take a liquid, and I was trying to do that about every 30 minutes throughout the race. It was a little difficult actually, me try to carbo load for the race. I normally typically eat about twice a day, lunch, dinner, trying to eat breakfast, get that extra meal. Almost a whole week, I kind of felt like my body was like, what the fuck are you doing? I felt full all the time, and that's not something that I'm used to feeling all the time. Back in November, I bought this camera called the DJI Pocket 3, specifically in mind for me to run Los Angeles Marathon and capture it like never before. I have run it with GoPros and everything else, but I wanted to do something special. So I saved up my money and I bought the camera. If you've never ran with cameras or extra things, you have to learn how to run with it. You gotta get used to it. I trained for months. First, I started off with 3 miles and building my way up to it, getting used to carrying something for that long. Getting used to carry an additional item for 26.2 miles. For me, I trained for it. So I carried that camera for months, taking on training runs, seeing how it would feel, seeing what I could capture, seeing how the footage would come out. Marathon day's here. It's 4:30 in the morning. I'm at my friend's house. We're taking our traditional shots that we take before we leave to the Los Angeles Marathon. And as I'm recording us taking shots, I realize the SIM card in the camera that I trained months for and bought specifically for Los Angeles Marathon, I left it in the computer. I'm realizing this at 4:30 in the morning.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
I was upset. I was angry. There's no time to go back or we're going to be late. There's no place where I could just stop and buy a SIM card. And I almost let that right there just ruin my whole time. From there, things started unraveling on the way there. I started getting nervous about my shoes, even though I know my shoes were there, and just all kinds of things. But in reality, what I think was the stress that I had built up was just finding its way to come out. Thank God I do so much training, and I really understand what David Goggins means by he trains for life. He's not training for a race. All the adversity, all the difficult things that I put myself through has helped me be able to deal with stress. I actually deal with it. It's more that I'm finding an outlet to release it. No one can just take stress, and it not do any damage. 90% of all disease comes from stress. Got to make sure you have some sort of outlet. Doesn't have to be marathoning, but it has to be something, in my opinion, physical. Something where you're exerting yourself and getting that out. We get to Dodger Stadium. There's a lot of traffic. Barely had enough time to get through the security gate, get all the way to the back because that's where they have the bag drop off. So I dropped off my bag with 1 minute to go. And then from that time, I barely had enough time to go to a corral, and I couldn't even get in a corral. The most I could do is get outside of the corral. I think I started in the 12-20 corral because that's as close as I could get after that. Then the race starts. It's LA. It's a good time. I got to see a lot of people. I got to see so many friends along the course that I didn't want to stop. So what I would do is I just took a picture. I had to shift my mindset because I didn't have that camera. I'm like, I'm going to take at least pictures. But my camera was kind of full. You know how it is. I didn't empty the camera. I know the storage was kind of full because in my mind, I was going to be using the other camera. I was concerned that I wouldn't even be able to get one picture. And also I wanted to, of course, get a PR. So I'm running, trying to take pictures while I'm running. A lot of the running clubs like San Dimas, Inspired Runners, Pomona, Claremont, I missed them somehow. I knew where they were going to be, but I missed them, so I didn't get to see them. And I know Pomona was going to have beer for me. So I was like, oh no. Luckily, along the route, I found 5 other people to give me beer along the way, and that sure made up for it. As I'm getting about halfway through the marathon, I realized, you know what? I think I could start maybe recording a little bit. I started recording a little bit in the Hollywood area, here and there, I was able to actually record more than I thought, and it turned out to be good overall. One of the cool things that I enjoy about marathoning is the cool signs that spectators make to show support as you're running the marathon. My favorite sign of all time has to be, if this was easy, you'd be called your mom. A couple good ones that I saw on this particular route was, due to inflation, the marathon now is 31.7 miles. One of my favorite signs of the marathon was a girl holding a sign that said, I made a sign. Someone had David Goggins' face saying, stay hard. Of course, that's in my top three. My overall favorite sign was this one sign that my team, Azusa Pacers, made for me. And it said, congratulations on your 61st marathon. Such a small little deed. To me, it warmed my heart. It was late in the marathon, mile 20. And honestly, I've run marathons and no one has ever made a sign for me. To me, that was special. It goes to show you that it's the little things in life that count. It doesn't have to be something grand or super expensive, but the little things that really mean stuff to people. That made me happy and it warmed my heart. And after that, it just became challenging. The tough part of the course for me, it got difficult. I dug deep. On the last episode, I said my cookie jar was empty. Well, my cookie jar has been refilled. Thanks, universe, for listening to me. And I had plenty to use to push and push and push. And I emptied my tank. And I'm going to say I really needed to empty my tank. It was something that I needed for my mental health. This marathon for me was bittersweet. It was sweet because I got to see so many of my friends, and it's LA and everyone coming out to support, from the strangers to the volunteers to the running groups. It's what makes Los Angeles special as far as the marathon. Everything about it, just the whole ambiance, the whole energy, the whole runners, the whole running community, the whole students run LA, everything about it. It's just one great big block party. Analyzing my performance overall, I ended up 3 minutes lower, or 2 minutes lower than I did in Ventura Marathon. I took a lot more pictures. I stopped to use the bathroom twice. Just didn't have it. In the future, I'll touch on why it was more of a bittersweet performance. As I mentioned, I don't like to make excuses. It's on me. I did not PR. On the preview to Los Angeles Marathon, I mentioned stars. As far as stars, I didn't see any. I heard Russell Wilson and his wife, Sierra, were around mile five because his sister was running the marathon. I didn't see him. Who knows? The other cool little things was the teddy bear ran the marathon again this year. If you haven't seen him, he's this guy always fundraising for mental health and runs it in a teddy bear suit. But Ketone IQ decided to sponsor a runner and he ran it as Ketone IQ. And then this other badass runner got hired by Logan Paul, or Paul Logan, whoever you are. I want my Prime bottle. I couldn't even get one Prime bottle. Moving on.
7 hours later,
he ran it. 4 hours, 14 minutes in a suit, a Prime bottle suit. And the day before, he ran 62 miles. This guy's a beast. I'll have to talk about him in a future episode or even invite him on. After the marathon, this is the best weather we've had in Los Angeles in about 4 years. Once you're done with the marathon, the beer garden was the most packed it's been in a long time. It was nice weather. People stayed around celebrating. It was a good time. Got to talk to everybody, all my friends, take pictures. As soon as the marathon ended, I went straight to the gym. I hopped in the sauna, started working on mobility. I actually did that for about the next 2-3 days. I felt like shit this time. Each marathon is different. So I took 2 days off. I usually normally take 1 day off. I try to visit as many run clubs as I could following the marathon. So I pretty much visited a different run club every single day. Monday, I went to San Dimas. Tuesday, I went to Pomona. Wednesday, I went with the Pacers, and Thursday, I went to Doghouse. So every day I went to a different run club, and it reminded me of how it feels to run your first marathon. There were so many first-time marathoners, and they were so excited and so happy and taking their medals to every single run club, which is something that, honestly, I didn't do. I took it the first day, and after that, I didn't take it. I didn't take the medal, and it just reminded me of why I started marathoning and the excitement and the joy and the passion that I have for marathoning and how it's changed my life and how I won't stop doing it till the day I die. I gotta give a special thanks to Team Stripe for Stripe. Without them, my streak of 18 consecutive Los Angeles marathons would have come to an end. They have supported me in so many ways as far as keeping my running dreams alive. Team Stripe for Stripe, I appreciate you. You guys have no idea what this means to me and how it keeps me going and keeps my spirits up. So thank you, Team Stripe for Stripe. Be sure to check out past episode if you want to know more about the organization, or go to their IG. A 79-year-old man completed his 39th marathon. It took him 13 hours and so many minutes to complete it. Now me, if you want to be a stickler about the rules, technically, if you don't finish within the cutoff time, should your legacy be continued? I know that's like such a douchebag of me, but I'm just saying, rules are rules, right? I know people have been cut off for 15 seconds in other races, so I'm just saying, at what point do you get some slack? The other thing is, I know a couple people that this happened to, actually. I saw that a police officer made the news for this. They helped the student across the finish line. Now, maybe it's only for elite athletes, but my understanding is you cannot assist someone across the finish line. Technically, I think you're DQ'd, they're DQ'd, and it's almost like they didn't finish the marathon. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that, of course, humanity, person struggling, yeah, you do the right thing. You help the person. But if you're running it to race, what if you're running to qualify for something? And even if you fall, and even if you spend 10 minutes walking or crawling to the finish line, you finish it and you could still qualify. But because someone picked you up, helped you over, then you don't get to qualify. I don't know. I'm going to have to look into these rules more, but you guys let me know what you think. The last thing I want to touch on is the stats. Again with the stats. Really? It's 2024. CBS News says more than 25,000 runners. I'll link it on the show notes. NBC Los Angeles, they claim that Los Angeles Marathon had more than 26,000 runners, that they reached capacity of 26,000 entrants on Friday, only trailing to the 2020 race, which had 27,157 entrants, according to the organizers. The race has topped 20,000 participants 22 out of the past 25 years, with only the exception coming in 2009 when the race was on Memorial Day. For the long time until 2021. It was delayed until November because of the restrictions from the pandemic, and in 2022 it returned to the traditional March date. If the organizers are providing that information, I ran all those. I can gauge how many people were there. Then if you go to the Los Angeles Marathon website, the last participant that they have finishing is 20,469. So are you telling me that nearly 4,500 people DQ'd or didn't show up? I don't believe that. Why can't we get accurate numbers? Different major news sources are giving around different numbers. Why? Why does it have to be so confusing? Why can't you tell us how many race participants you had? When I go to the website, I see different numbers than what the organizers are providing the news organization. I would like some clarification on that. Moving on.
7 hours later.
Overall, the Los Angeles Marathon 2024 experience was great. What made it special to me was just getting to train with so many different people, getting to see so many people get excited for it, getting to see all the new runners, getting to know people that have been thinking about it for a year, training for it for 2 years, or doubting that they could finish it, and see so many people accomplish the marathon for the first time. I know that that's changed our life for the better. Celebrating your accomplishment. You can literally make it a 2-week celebration of celebrating your accomplishment. I don't do that. I typically move on, but it was nice to kind of step back this time after doing it for so many years and just getting a reminder of why I love Los Angeles Marathon so much. It's the people. It's the first time experiences. It's me getting to go to all the run clubs and getting to hear all the different insights and everyone's personal journey, struggles, and how they overcame it and how they finished. That is the best part. I really actually am happy that I got to go to all the different run clubs and hear all the great stories of how they conquered the Los Angeles 2024 Marathon. Until next time, easy, athletic definition, I'm out.